Google has been referring to a new policy which seems to be more appropriately called a lack of privacy policy. Joining us now is Attorney General Doug Gansler. And I understand that Maryland now has enlisted other states into taking steps to oppose these planned revisions. What is the policy, and why is it a bad one, in your opinion?
Well, that's right. I authored a letter, and I got 35 other attorneys general to sign on, and it became a letter of our association around the country that we sent this CEO of Google to, really for explanation purposes. I mean, they've always had sort of a shrouded, hidden policy regarding privacy. For example, most people did not know that in their current privacy policy, they're allowed to go through and comb through your Gmail email accounts, or that they're going to follow you when you go on YouTube or any of the other Google applications. Now what they're saying they're going to do is actually combine all of those applications. So anytime you do a Google search or you go on YouTube or you do send an email to somebody on Gmail, they're going to assemble all of that information collectively about you and store it somewhere. So what we're trying to say is, look, we understand that the Internet is driven by advertising sales and that you want to target your advertising as best you can to people, and many people will want that service. But that said, we would like to know where are you going to store this information, this data that you collect? Where are you going to store it? Is it going to be safe from hackers and other people? What are you going to do with that information? Is there going to be an opt-in for people say, hey, look, that's a great idea. I'd really rather have ads that pertain to things I'm interested in. Or you're going to at least have an opt-out option so people can say, you know what, I don't want you following me around the Internet every time I use a Google application. And finally, what are you going to do about the people who now have Androids? About half of the the mobile phone services now are people using Androids. And Android is basically Google services. And so you've already bought your Android and you don't want to be part of this privacy policy. What are you going to do? You have to get a new phone, and that's at great cost to the consumer. So we just want a little bit more explanation here from Google as to what they think is appropriate and where they're going to draw the line. I mean, the Internet's a wonderful tool. It has a lot of great things about it, but there's got to be a line regarding one's privacy, and we want to know where they think that line is appropriate, and we may have a different view.
Well, Google's a big company, and there are a lot of tentacles, and I'm wondering if you and the other attorneys general think that you are going to be optimistic that this policy can be altered at all.
We are optimistic, in fact. I mean, the situation is that the technology is so far in advance of the laws regarding what is appropriate or what is okay on the Internet, what is not okay on the Internet, even as fundamental issues as who has standing to bring claims. But we do. I think when we get 36 attorneys general to express their concern about a particular policy and when it's being imposed on people in a retroactive fashion, for one thing, and in a monopolistic situation in another. I mean, there is no alternative to YouTube, for example, and most searches are done on Google, and so you really don't have a choice to say, well, I'll just use something else, or I'll get a different Gmail account, because you can't. The Internet world is so replete with Google applications, you can almost not avoid it. MapQuest, these are all Google applications. So by doing one of them, you're now acquiescing and accepting what they view is a permissible invasion of your privacy. So I think that we'll be able to talk to them. I mean, at a minimum, you should have an opt-out option here. You should be able to say, look, I don't want you in my business. I want to be able to search for a location where we're going to go for the weekend on MapQuest and not have ads about that location showing up on my computer 5 minutes later.
Well, let's say that the Google CEO says, "Okay, let's have a meeting," and you sit down with him, are you going to ask him, or are you going to tell him? How are you going to approach it?
Well, I think we ask him. I mean, I got to be honest with you. Most of the tech companies have been really good to work with. If you sort of think about it, the attorneys general have become the Internet police. Local DAs, local state attorneys are worried about street crime and violence and that kind of thing, and the federal government is properly focused on homeland security, terrorism, and the like. Nobody's really policing the Internet, except we're hoping the companies police themselves because it's in their economic interest to do so. But the attorneys general really have taken over that helm. So we've been able to work. When we have problems, when we have issues, we've been able to work with them so far. Have there been a couple lawsuits here and there? Sure. But for the most part, they've been pretty understanding. And I think the outrage over the invasion of privacy with this new Google policy is pretty pervasive, and I'm sure we're not the first ones that have brought that to their attention.
All right, we've been talking with Attorney General Doug Gantzler. Thank you for joining us. I'm Steve Fremere, WBAL and WBAL.com.